Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're celebrating the birthday of Saint John the Baptist, the baptizer of Christ and all the people, and the forerunner before the Lord. And when first the archangel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias, and he said to him that he is going to be a father, and to name the baby John, he couldn't believe it. He was very old, and so was his wife, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, she was very old, and there's no way by natural or by the nature that they could have any more babies. And because they never did have any children. And this Zacharias was questioning that, and he said to him, to the archangel, what kind of sign are you going to give me that is going to happen? And he says, well, you will not be able to speak until it happens. And he's become numb, and he wasn't able to speak. And of course, and the archangel appeared to him in the Holy of Holies when he went to do the incensing. And when he came out, he wasn't able to speak to the people. And with signs, probably showed it to them that he wasn't able to speak. And he went home, and sure enough, after a while, the Elizabeth conceived and started to bear a child. And at that time, Mother of God, the future, came over to visit her aunt. She came over, and she was also already conceived and going to have the supernatural from without the seed of a man. She was going to have the baby, which is going to be Jesus Christ. And when she approached Elizabeth, while she was in her pregnancy, the baby inside started to dance around in front, was moving around. They were so joyously, so happy. And Elizabeth immediately understood that the Holy Spirit had let her know that the lady, her niece that came, that she was actually carrying the Messiah. And it's a beautiful thing that you heard in the Gospel. It says what she spoke, and the Mother of God spoke, when we have that used in the service. My beloved, as you can see, the Saint John was already endowed with the Holy Spirit while being in the womb of the mother. And when he was born, and then they had to do circumcision on the eighth day, and they had to call him a name, and they asked what name to call, and the mother, Elizabeth, says he should be called John. And they said, but nobody is in your relatives named that way. And then they asked Zacharias, and they summoned to give him a slate, and he written on it, Ioan should be his name, John should be his name. And after that, he was able to speak again. It was everybody saw that as a great miracle. And he prophesied that he said that this child is going to bring the great news to the whole world. And of course he did. He was foretelling, preparing the people that the Messiah has come. And even at one point it showed, pointed to the Lord, said, this is the Agnes, or the host that's going to save us, save the people from their sins. And but what happened is, at that time, Herod already wanted to kill Jesus Christ, and he ordered that all the children would be in Bethlehem would be murdered. And but for some reason, Saint John was spared, and then God dawned on him, and he said, "I heard that Zacharias had a son at his old age," and he sent the soldiers to Zacharias to give up the son so that they would execute him. And Zacharias said, "I don't know where he is. I'm serving," and they threatened him that if he doesn't give up the son, they're going to kill him. And they actually did. They killed him. But the mother with a child ran away. And as running away, they're going to a mountain. And as they're approaching the mountain, and there's a big wall like from the mountain, and she sees the soldiers behind her, and she cries out to the Lord and tells in the name of the Lord for the mountain to open up and give them shelter. And the mountain had opened up, and she went inside, and the stone closed up again. And of course they couldn't find her. And she stayed in that place inside of the mountain and long enough to feed the baby for a while, until the Lord had decided to take her. And she was taken very early to the Lord, and the baby was left alone. But of course the angels started to come. Angels came and was feeding the baby until he was able to be more or less grown enough to go into the desert. And he went into the desert, and he spent the time in the desert preparing himself with being fasting as no one else had fasted as much. And he had never in his life has never touched any wine or any strong drinks. And he was in the desert until the Lord told him to go out and to preach about the coming of the Lord and prepare the people and baptize them. And people would gather around to Jordan River, and he would baptize them before asking for them to confess their sins. And then the Lord Jesus Christ himself came in, and he asked for baptism. And of course, St. John immediately recognized that it was the Messiah, and that he couldn't do it. But the Lord said, "Well, you don't ask me about my sins, just baptize me." And he did. And at that time, he saw the Holy Spirit coming down as if in a dove unto the Lord himself. This is just to show for the people that he was something, and that he was this special, he is the Messiah. And of course, St. John, he was called by the Lord himself that he is the greatest saint that ever was born from the parents, mother and father, here on earth. And he is depicted on the altar, usually when the Lord is sitting on his throne. On the right side is the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and the left side is St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist had been, you can consider him being a prophet, being an apostle, because he had preached about the Lord. And same time you can call him a God-bearing father, because he went through all the asceticism that the Holy Fathers went. And martyred, because he was martyred for the truth, you know, says, because he was preaching and telling Herod that he did the wrong thing by taking the wife of his brother while the brother was still alive. And he was put in a dungeon, and then at the request of the illegal wife that he had, or her daughter, he had chopped off the head. So he is also would be considered a martyr. So he has all the different ranks of the saints, and seeing that he is the closest to the Lord, we should approach him much more often. We should approach him with asking his prayers to help us to come to repentance, because this is what he preached. The main thing is for people to repent. And of course he gave good advice, that those who have two pieces of clothes, give one away. Those who have extra food, give that away. And share everything. And don't, for the soldiers, don't be cruel to anybody. And to be merciful and kind and good. For the tax collectors, don't ever take anything extra. And just take what was ordered, because they used to put extra into their pockets. And so he was preaching people to live according to the law of love, and the law of love that the Lord had taught us. And we know what the gospel tells us, what the Lord tells us. We have to love our Lord with most of all, with all heart and mind and soul and might, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. Of course, we have to love our soul, and we have to, our eternal soul, and we have to love everybody's soul and worried about their salvation. And we should never judge anybody and never look down at anybody. We always have to look up to the Lord, to and beg the Lord, and of course the holy heavenly dwellers, starting Mother of God and St. John the Baptist, to help to bring those people who are straying away from the Lord, from the gospel, to bring them to the Lord. And this is our main concern, should be in this world, for us to be able to receive the gift of the grace of God, through which we'll be able to be united with the Lord forever. And for the other people that we know, that for them to be converted and be brought in also to the kingdom of heaven. Because the Lord loves everybody. The Lord wants everybody's salvation, and we should want that too. We should never look down at anybody and never judge anybody. Well, we see maybe somebody sinning, but we can't see whether a minute from now he would repent, and the Lord would accept his repentance and bring him into the kingdom of heaven. Well, if we think we are standing on a good ground, we may fall and may not even have a chance to repent. So we never know. We trust the Lord. The Lord loves everybody, and he wants everybody's salvation. So let's pray often. Let's communicate with the Lord, because prayer, that's what it is, this actual communication with the Lord and Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit, or through the Holy Spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ, and through Lord Jesus Christ to the Father. And he will give us requests that we're looking for. And the main thing that we should be looking for is for the salvation, for us and for everybody else. And we should remember that the Lord commands us not only to love our neighbors, but to love also our enemies. Of course, not the enemy, not the demons or the sin, but the holy creation that the Lord had made, and in his likeness and image, because he wants everybody's salvation. So let's pray harder. Let's learn from St. John to be abstaining during the Lent time and during the fastings from those things that the Lord doesn't want us to take, and to truly remember that fasting without a prayer is worthless. It's just a dieting. So you have to intensify the prayer. We have to intensify the prayer. Let's do that. Let's try to have the love for the Lord, because if we have the love for the Lord, we can't stay away from the Lord without having the conversations with him, or without having the union through the prayers. And so the more love we have, the more often we want to pray, and the Lord hearing our prayers and feeling and seeing our love for his creatures, for all those who he had created. He will help us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven, and for all those whom we're praying for, will help them also to go to the kingdom of heaven. That's where we want to head for. May God give you the true love, and that's a gift from God, to really love everybody and to pray for them. Amen.